the show.
She was doing a great job of fate. That is it. It's over.
Welcome in to Pound for Pound, your home for all things combat sports. I'm joined by my incredible co-hosts, Chris Carino and Mahdi Dembele. We're going to be talking a little bit of 302 reactions, and then from there, we're going to talk about this fight this weekend, Gervonta Davis versus Frank Martin for the WBA lightweight title. And then we also have a little bit of a UFC fight night, not the greatest card, but a little bit of an interesting main event with an up-and-coming prospect in Tyra. And then after that, we'll talk a little bit of UFC news with UFC 303 currently in jeopardy with the notorious Conor McGregor maybe holding out on his side. Nobody really knows right now. Maybe our Ariel Helwani has a little bit of the scoop. But to start off, how are you guys doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. It's kind of an interesting point right now in the UFC calendar. I think everyone's still kind of having a bit of a hangover, just 302 being so exciting, everyone seemingly still talking about it, and the repercussions kind of still kind of ringing out as the weeks kind of transpire afterward. And now we have a fight night this week, a lot of things ahead as well. It seems like Dana is kind of prioritizing this summer as a big one for his company. So a lot to talk about, even a little boxing. But yeah, we'll get into all of it.
Mahdi, how are you doing today?
Yeah, as for me, always good to talk cage with some of my favorite people in the world. Again, this fight night, I mean, something special could really, really happen in this fight. The boxing world's going forward for the rest of the year is going to be very, very exciting. So, I mean, let's buckle up, and I'm ready to talk some fight world, if you may.
Yeah, definitely. And since we didn't get our episode in last week, we're just going to go quickly talk about UFC 302, because that was a pretty big deal. And we saw a lot of, we learned a lot about possibly the future of the middleweight division. We'll start there with the co-main event, Sean Strickland versus Paulo Costa. And it was a little bit of a weird one, especially because we got to the decision and one of the judges scored the fight for Paulo Costa. And we got a split decision. Sean Strickland obviously came out as the winner. However, a little bit of controversy with the scoring. So, I mean, how did you guys see it?
I mean, if I could take this one from the hospitality of Zach's very own man cave, I got to witness the fight. And when you're talking cage and you talk specifically about Paulo Costa, I don't know how much more further you can go than I feel like he should be a lot better. You see this big guy, 6 foot lumbering with power in both hands, but I mean, some of the worst fight IQ I've seen in my life. I just feel like we talk about Paulo Costa because of the drought that is the middleweight division. You're talking about really three guys there. You're talking about Sean. You're talking about contender Izzy, which is going to be fun as hell. And you're talking about Drakus. I mean, Jared Cannon here is going to come back. Let's see what he can do. But guys like Vittori and guys like Costa are kind of in the back burner of guys you look at and should go, he should be a lot better. A lot of these fights, winnable fights. We talk about that Israel Adesanya fight where he lost. I mean, it's not like he got knocked out or anything. He stood right in front of Izzy, and Izzy kicked his legs a million times, and he went from under it. So it's like every time I see Paulo Costa on a card, it's like in the back of my mind, it's almost like an automatic loss. And he proved it again. Sean Strickland having to push the pace. You saw Sean Strickland. He's not an athlete at all, but he did like a flying knee to attempt to push the pace of the
at the end.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes it's just there for Paulo Costa and he doesn't take it. So good dispatch win, and dispatch, I do say, because it was very clear who won that fight. Good dispatch win for Sean, and Paulo, skill issue, get better.
Yeah, I think this fight's very interesting. I think words that kind of are used to describe a lot of the takeaways of most fights that we watch is very discreet and subtle. I feel like a lot of the takeaways of this fight were very obvious and kind of right in your face. Kind of going into this fight, I felt, you know, Sean was coming in, this angry fighter, this guy who said he was going to fight angry, which I think everything in his character leading up to that showed that that was going to be a scary thing. And then on the other side, Paulo is, you know, just his normal Paulo Costa, the Terminator mantra, all of that. These two characters coming to a head, it seemed like kind of a match made in heaven in all ways. And then they get in the octagon. It was weird because Paulo Costa is a guy, you know, picked up the mantra Terminator, as I just said, where he's either standing still or going forward. And he's not really moving backwards. The back foot is kind of a foreign concept to Costa leading up to this fight. This whole fight, he was seemingly on the back foot. Sean was kind of lunging at him, approaching him for most of this fight. That has to do with the angriness that Sean was fighting with, for sure. But then there's a whole other element where Paulo Costa really felt that kind of fighting on the back foot, doing the opposite of what he normally does, literally doing the opposite of what his normal game plan, normally would be, would favor into his kind of energy conserving world very well. And that would conserve energy in a way that he hadn't before in previous fights and probably would give him energy in the later rounds. But I feel like this backfired on him in a major way. It takes you completely out of the traditional game that got you there. And yeah, you're trying to conserve energy, but like he said at the end of the fight in the post fight, where he said F conserving energy, it doesn't really matter. It's not a huge priority if you're not kind of giving off that, for a lack of better word, aura that you normally give off. And you take away kind of your traditional move set and your traditional kind of fighting set. And also, it just makes it where you're not even you. And it doesn't even feel like Sean Strickland really beat Paulo Costa.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. And Sean Strickland kind of has a way too, though, of he does this to almost everybody. I think the only person I think kind of stood in a standstill with him was Du Plessis, because they're both two guys who fight always going forward. But Sean Strickland has a way of just being in people's faces. And when you and when you have somebody who's checking every leg kick, blocking every shot you throw, and he's moving forward and he's in your face. It causes a pressure that you can't really deal with. And for Paulo Costa's style, his whole game is built around being able to move forward and be powerful, be a bully. That's his fight style. And you can't bully Sean Strickland. You can't push him back. And we've learned that now with everybody he's fought. You can't push the guy back. He is always moving forward and he's blocking everything you throw at him. So I think it was just a dominant performance from Sean Strickland. And we're kind of seeing him, it come to light now how good he really is. Especially in his own kind of unorthodox MMA stance, obviously utilizing kind of the Philly shell and the way that he does it. And no one else can do it like him in MMA. And that style has just been perfect for him, and especially the guys that he's fought with, Izzy, Du Plessis, and now Paulo Costa. He's able to push these guys who have a lot of power, he's able to push them back, and they're fighting off the back foot the other time, and then they can never get going. And
Zach,
honestly, I think this was sorry before to let you go for a second. I think this was a complete mistake on Paulo Costa's camp side to agree to 5 rounds. I don't understand why they call this a five, or why they agreed to 5 rounds when I think 3 rounds would have really benefited Costa, because in the long game, in terms of his gas tank and the way that he fights, if he's able to just let go and fight a 3-round fight at a pace that he's used to, he has a better chance of winning that fight. You play that 5 rounds, that's Sean Strickland game, and I think that's exactly why he got the win.
And
Sorry, go ahead.
Zach, just and before Madi goes, the biggest and most subtle element of that is you don't fight for belts for 3 rounds. You know what I
Yeah,
mean? Like you
exactly.
can't like you're an attraction at that point, which is fine, and that's definitely a niche in MMA. But if you want to be in this upper echelon with guys like Sean,